Welcome back to the Sports Desk. We'll begin with Gaelic Games, and the draw has been made for round three of the Donegal Senior Football Championship. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by GAA analyst Bryn Devaney. Well, Bryn, what do you make of the draw?
Yeah, interesting draw. Owen, I suppose as we were speaking to you earlier in the show, you're waiting for some fireworks to start in this championship, and as of yet they haven't left the lovely town of Bundoran. The sun's shining on, it can be hard to leave them, along with Brian McNiff and Cody here. We were reminiscing actually just before you put the call through to us, but yeah, looking at the draw, I suppose chatting to the Unions lads after the game, they've had two fairly straightforward victories, and they were really keen for a tough game. The fact that they're out of the hat first against Clonmacnoise makes that a difficult proposition for them. I think if it had been down in Fáilcheartaigh, it might have been a sterner test for them. They were the first name out of the hat. Éirigh and St. Noel's coming up next. Éirigh in the back of two victories and St. Noel's in the back of two defeats. And again, Éirigh out first in that, and at home, you would think Owen that they would have the measure of St. Noel's in that game. For Masters, Bundoran, then I think that's a close encounter. Gidor, McCool's, a couple of seasons ago, McCool's went down to Gidor and gave Gidor a bit of a fright in the match and really put it up to them. And I think Gidor are missing, you know, 8-9 of their regular starters. Still moving well in the championship, but a lot of people thought it might have been tough for them in Glenfinn yesterday, but they came through that game and came through easily against Ardragh last day out. So that will be an interesting one all the time. I think McCool's can certainly put it up to them. Kilkear at home to Ardragh. Ardragh in the back of two defeats as well. Finding it difficult in the senior championship this year. Certainly a team in transition. And Kilkear looked at that they're really on the money at the minute, Owen. And I expect them to come through that quite comfortably. St. Michael's, you never know what you're going to get with St. Michael's. They were out of the hat next against Neve Connell. And, you know, again, Neve Connell missing some of their top men to getting them slowly back into action. St. Michael's at home, they'll fancy their chances of giving Neve Connell a good stern test there. And I think, no more than St. Unions, I think those type of tests are what teams need as we talk about the teams that are tipped for the title as it goes on. It's good to get those tight matches and a decent workout. And I think St. Michael's will certainly work Neve Connell down at the bridge. Killy Beggs for the next side out facing Mulford. At home again, you would fancy Killy Beggs in that one, Owen. And the last one is certainly being interesting one, Glensfully, Glenfinn. Glensfully proven, as we keep saying, forget about league form, they're here for the championship. And Glenfinn, who showed up well in the league, have had a tough start to their championship, losing both games. But Glensfully at home, I think, is the deciding factor in that as well, Owen, in that pairing. And I think home advantage in those games with a lot of those bigger sides is certainly going to count. And, but listen, it's round three, Owen. We haven't as probably seen any big massive shocks yet outside of Glensfully's draw, maybe with Neve Connell last week, but maybe we're underestimating Glensfully and what they bring to the championship. And I think that they now are a bit of a dark horse maybe in this championship, but certainly looking forward to round three's fixtures.
Yeah, Brendan, which would you pick out of all those ties? Which would be the pick of the round, would you think?
I think probably that game. I think Glenfinn will think themselves they haven't done themselves justice. A lot of people were tipping them way to Killy Beggs last week because of the form they'd shown. And Killy Beggs deservedly won the match. And I think yesterday with Gidor going up there and, as I say, missing a lot of players, I thought there could have been a potential upset there. So they'll be smarting out of that, thinking, you know, there must be a big performance in them. So I think that game with Glenswilly is certainly interesting. And I don't think there'll be a lot between Éirigh and St. Noel's as well. And I certainly think McCool's can give Gidor a game as well. I think those matches will be all very interesting. Again, St. Michael's at home against Neve Connell. I think there'll be certainly a bite in those four fixtures. I think the other fixtures will go with the home side.